Our lives matter. Our actions matter. The things that we say and do matter. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. And again, the idea here is that we don't know what the future is. We don't know what the future holds. Later in the same chapter, he's going to say, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Take no thought for the morrow. And sometimes our lives can be overwhelming. Sometimes they can be overwhelmingly difficult. And sometimes we might look at the next week or the next month or the next year and think like, I don't think I can get through it. I can't do this for another 6 months or year or decade. But here's what God's asking us to do. Just one more day. Can you do it today? I've talked to people who said, oh, I'm at the end of my rope in my marriage. Okay, stay married for one more day. And then another day. And, you know, don't try to think about the next 5 years of marriage. Get through one more day. But constantly when people are making bad decisions, this is the kind of stuff they're saying. I can't live the rest of my life like this. But you don't know what the rest of your life's going to be like. Think about when David makes a bad decision to leave Israel and go hook up with the Philistines. What does he say? What does David say? He says, well, you know what? Someday I'm going to perish at the hand of Saul. I need to just go hook up with the Philistines. But again, instead of David thinking about someday, he should have just thought, well, God kept me safe today. God kept me safe every single time. I'm safe now. That's all, you know, tomorrow we'll figure it out. Tomorrow we'll keep moving forward. Instead of this attitude that tries to look at your whole life and plan your whole life. No, we may not know what we're going to eat tomorrow, but do we have food today? We got food today. We're going to make it. We're going to get through. You got to hang in there. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And think about how the children of Israel, they're out in the wilderness and they're not having food and not having water and they don't have what they need and they're starving and thirsty. But then they murmur, they complain, they get in trouble with God. And then just literally right after that, they show up and there's just this huge oasis with a bunch of palm trees and springs of water. And if they would have just hung in there for literally less than one day, they would have gotten there and God would have provided for them. So we need to just kind of hang in there another day. That's why he says, give us this day our daily bread. We're not necessarily going to have our retirement plan all planned out for the rest of our lives and financially secure forever with no question, but God will give us our daily bread. And he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. God will provide.